to you, sir. Thank you very much. Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm going to refer to the concern you had yesterday with regards to institutional violence in custodial facilities, especially with regards to the 2018 events. I'm a parliamentary commission on prisons, and my commission plays the role of an ombudsperson and visits prisons independently, and therefore we follow all the Paris principles, independence, right to go to visits at any time unannounced, and also technical autonomy. We don't have an operative mandate either. Of course, our concern has always been to avoid violence in prisons. And there is overcrowding and pressure, therefore, and the public officials might exceed their powers. In 2018 and the events that occurred on the 9th of October in a maximum security prison, there was an incident during the night wherein one detainee died initially. There was an investigation by prosecutors to assuming that the other inmates were the murders. They were no witnesses, but it was assumed that the person who died as a result of actions of the other inmates. We, however, got a very different version, and we investigated for several days that custodial facility, and we were able to prove that the initial investigation was not well performed, and this detainee had been shot by a prison guard. In fact, shot with tear gas when this detainee had approached the prison officer with his arms in the air. And in fact, when he turned round, he was shot, badly injured, blood, and he was also kicked when he was on the floor, was taken to a cell, and then he was finally examined by a medical practitioner, but he was 30th in the waiting list. The investigation took 2 years, and three public officials were convicted, follow a lengthy and complicated judicial proceedings, and there were judicial problems that lengthened the actual process. So the three public officials were convicted on two charges: lack of assistance and another one. What you need to remember is that Nunez was the name of the person who died, and his relatives had always wanted to clarify the circumstances, and he in fact had sought to resolve a conflict. There was a fire, and he tried to mediate between the prisoners and the prisoners. When he turned around, when he was shot at with this tear gas, and that is how he fell and bled to death and was kicked, etc. So we're concerned about violence in prisons as an independent monitoring mechanism, the NPM. We, a year and a half ago, started to register institutional violence. We include cases reported to us by inmates, even when they don't want the complaint to be formal. So we investigate, do prevention, and sometimes we refer the complaint to the Office of the Public Prosecutor. In 2021, we presented 12 complaints to the prosecutor with regards to institutional violence, 7 for death in custody, or 1 for abuse carried out by other inmates, and another one carried out by public officials. That is one of our main concerns. Currently, we have carried out 5. We've attended to 5 complaints regarding police violence. This is an issue, once again, that we're working very hard to resolve. Needless to say, overcrowding leads to repression, and we always urge the authorities to train their prison guards and make progress in the penitentiary reforms. And sometimes we have carried out dialogue exchanges with inmates and the enforcement judges in order to take preventive measures, train stuff and to ensure that this doesn't happen again. That was on the specific issue that you asked us about. And the Ministry of Justice issue. Now, you mentioned Mr. Santos Spice. We don't have a Minister of Justice. This is an anomaly. We need a lead agency that could take decisions at cabinet level. So this is something that needs to change. We need a Minister of Justice, as all other countries in the world have done. Thank you very much.